Reading for pleasure is at an all-time low in the United States. A recent government report revealed Americans read for fun about 17 minutes each day. Between 2003 and 2017, the percentage of Americans indulging in leisure reading on any given day dropped by nearly 30%. CBS This Morning Saturday co-host Dana Jacobson is here with a unique program that brings reading to unexpected places.
I always say we don't have enough time, right? Well, one solution to our short time or even short attention spans, short stories. They are low commitment, high gratitude, and still can transport us to far-flung places.
A beautiful aeroplane with a pointed nose.
My mini fresh and fragrant mistress.
It's called Lift Every Voice and Sing.
In a corner of the South Philadelphia Free Library, there's now a vending machine for literature. Think of it as Tales to Go.
It's a little old, but it's a classic story.
It sounds pretty cool to me.
With the press of a button, users select a story that takes either 1, 3, or 5 minutes to read. Within seconds, the cylinder spits out a modern-day papyrus scroll.
Wow, that's a long one.
What I love about this project is that it gives us something a little bit old, a piece of paper, to have that tactile moment.
Andrew Nurkin helped bring the kiosks to the Philadelphia Library.
It uses a really interesting new technology, the kind of ATM machine of short stories, to make it delightful and joyful at the same time.
What's old is new again. So
yeah, exactly.
In an effort to promote literacy, Philadelphia is one of four American cities installing the short story ATMs in public libraries. There are 35 dispensers in various locations across North America and 180 worldwide.
Any minute that you can spend engaging with the written word is advancing literacy, and if it brings joy just for that minute or 5 minutes, that's great.
This joie de vivre comes courtesy of French company Short Edition, which makes the machines and manages a catalog of more than 100,000 stories.
Come sheep, O sheep, the certain lot of peace.
The tales vary in tone and style.
I have felt real dread, which resembled all things being equal. That's pretty sad.
They are free and guilt-free.
Some people would say, oh no, this is bad, it's paper. Mm-hmm. But this isn't.
No, so the paper is all environmentally friendly. The ink is biodegradable, so it's environmentally conscious and certainly recyclable.
Film director Francis Ford Coppola is the godfather of short story ATMs. In 2016, he brought the first American dispenser to his cafe in San Francisco.
I love the idea of a vending machine, a dispensing machine that doesn't dispense potato chips or beer or coffee for money, but gives you art.
Oh, this is from William Shakespeare.
I was totally in the dark. First I bumped into my bed, then I bumped into my closet.
In a constant and instant world, filled with transitory and transactional interactions, these stories transport us, if only for a minute.
And if you want your own short story to come out of the ATMs, you may soon get your chance. In September, the Public Library Association will launch a national writing contest to encourage budding authors and amateurs to add their voices to the dispensers.
Such a great idea.
It really is. It's this little piece of paper, but it just brightens your day. It's a little quick smile and gets us off our phones for just a moment.
We need one here at CBS, I think.